Ever feel like trying to juggle like chainsaws
Oh, wow.
while riding a unicycle?
Okay.
That's kind of what work-life balance feels like, just
Yeah.
constantly struggling to keep everything in the air.
Yeah.
And let's face it, that
No.
rarely happens.
Yeah, that's a vivid
Yeah.
image. And you're right, the traditional idea of balance can feel pretty impossible.
Yeah, it's like you're always failing at something.
Right.
Either you're glued to your laptop, you're missing out on life, or you're present for your family, but you're like drowning in guilt about that looming deadline.
Yeah.
What if I told you there's a better way to approach this whole work-life thing?
A way that doesn't involve chainsaws or unicycles. I'm listening.
Okay, good. Because today we are diving deep into the concept of work-life harmony. And specifically, we're going to be looking at this document you shared, worklifeharmony.pdf.
Great.
Instead of aiming for this rigid balance, we're talking about creating a more integrated and, dare I say,
Yeah.
harmonious approach to how we live and work.
Yeah. It's about recognizing that work and life aren't these two separate entities that are constantly at war with each other.
Right.
They're interconnected parts of a whole, right? And the key is to find a rhythm that works for you.
Yes, find your own personal groove
Yes.
instead of trying to force yourself into some predetermined mold that leaves you feeling cramped and frustrated.
Totally.
So less about perfectly splitting your time, more about creating a sustainable flow that supports both your well-being and your goals.
Exactly. And the beauty of work-life harmony is that it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. You know, it's about understanding your values, your priorities, and your unique circumstances to create a system that truly works for you.
No, I'm already feeling calmer
Fizz.
just thinking about it.
I love it.
But let's talk benefits.
Okay.
How does embracing this harmony thing actually translate into a better, less stressful, more productive life?
Yeah.
Like, give me good stuff.
Well, for starters, remember that statistic we talked about earlier, the one from the World Health Organization, about 1 million workdays being lost each year due to stress-related illnesses.
1 million days.
1 million days.
That is insane.
When you prioritize harmony, you're essentially building in stress management as a core part of your approach to work and life.
Okay.
And that can have a huge impact on your overall well-being.
Okay, so less stress check.
Yes.
But what about productivity?
Yeah.
I'm all for feeling calmer, but I still need to get things done.
And you absolutely will, often even more effectively.
Okay.
You see, there's this common misconception that working longer hours equals better results.
Right.
But the American Psychological Association found that constantly overworked employees are actually 68% less productive. Our
Wow.
brains simply aren't wired for that kind of relentless pressure.
So I could actually get more done by working less,
Yes.
just by being smarter about how I manage my time and energy.
Precisely.
Sign me up.
When you're chronically stressed and overworked, you're more likely to make mistakes. You struggle to focus. You lack the mental clarity needed for creative problem solving.
Right.
Work-life harmony allows you to tap into those peak performance zones by prioritizing rest and rejuvenation.
Okay.
It's like that saying, you can't pour from an empty cup.
I love that analogy. It
Right.
makes so much
It
sense.
does.
But it's not just about me,
Right?
right?
No.
This also affects how we show up for the people around us.
Absolutely. Think about it. When you're feeling less stressed and more fulfilled, you're naturally going to be a better colleague, partner, friend, parent, you name it. You'll have more patience, more energy, and more emotional bandwidth to invest in those relationships.
It's like this positive ripple effect that
Yes.
extends outward into all areas of our lives.
I love it.
Okay, I am sold on the benefits.
Good.
But now let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
Okay.
How do we actually make work-life harmony happen? I'm
Right.
guessing it's not as simple as just wishing it into existence.
You're right. It does take a bit more than wishful thinking, but the good news is that there are practical strategies you can implement to start creating more harmony in your life.
Okay.
And luckily for us, this document that you shared is chock-full of actionable advice.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So tell me, what is the first step on our journey towards work-life bliss?
Well, one of the most powerful tools we have at our disposal is mindfulness.
Okay.
And before you say it, I know what you're thinking.
Wow.
Not another meditation lecture.
I never said that.
I know.
Okay, maybe I thought it.
Maybe.
But you're right, mindfulness does seem to be everywhere these days.
It does.
So before we like dive into the how-to, can you tell me what mindfulness actually is and why it's
Yeah.
so important for creating this work-life harmony we keep talking about?
Of course, mindfulness at its core is about cultivating a heightened sense of self-awareness. Gather. It's about being present in the moment and paying attention to our thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations without judgment.
Okay.
Now, you might be thinking, what does that have to do with my overflowing inbox and that looming deadline?
Okay, yeah, that's kind of where my head is at right now.
Sure.
Like, how does being more in the moment actually help me manage my workload and create more balance?
Yeah.
It seems a little, I don't know, passive.
That's a common misconception.
Okay.
Mindfulness isn't about being passive at all. In fact, it equips you with the awareness needed to become an active participant in shaping your experience of work and life.
Okay.
Think of it like this. Have you ever noticed how stress tends to build up gradually?
Totally. You start the day feeling somewhat okay, and then there's that one email or that one traffic jam or that one thing your kid does, and suddenly you're ready to launch your laptop out the window.
Exactly. It's like a snowball effect.
Mm-hmm.
But here's where mindfulness comes in. By practicing present moment awareness, you become better at noticing those early warning signs of stress.
Okay. So instead of letting the stress snowball until I'm like ready to snap, mindfulness helps me catch it in those early stages when it's still manageable.
Precisely. Okay. It's like having an internal alarm system that says, hey, you might want to take a few deep breaths before you lose it.
Right.
And those few deep breaths that pause to acknowledge the stress response can make a world of difference.
It's like hitting the pause button.
Yes.
Before things escalate.
Exactly.
I can see how that would be helpful, especially in those high pressure moments.
Yeah.
But what about all the external pressures that contribute to that stress in the first place?
Right.
You know, like deadlines, demanding bosses,
yeah,
the constant feeling of being on call.
Sure.
How does work-life harmony address those factors?
That's where knowing your why comes into play.
Okay.
The document really emphasizes this idea of clarifying your core values and using them as a compass to guide your decisions.
Hmm.
It's about getting crystal clear on what truly matters to you so you can make choices that align with those values even when things get hectic.
So less about trying to be everything to everyone and more about defining what's most important.
Yes.
And building my work life around those priorities.
Exactly. It's about asking yourself those big picture questions like, what kind of life do I want to create? What brings me joy and fulfillment? What are my non-negotiables and the things I'm absolutely unwilling to compromise on?
I can see how that would be helpful.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to setting boundaries and pushing back against those external pressures we were talking about.
Yes.
Like, if I have a clear sense of my why, it'll be easier to say no to things that don't align with those values.
Exactly. It's about reclaiming your agency and making conscious choices about how you spend your time and energy rather than just reacting to whatever comes your way.
Okay. I'm loving the sense of empowerment. But let's talk about flexibility for a second.
Okay.
Because the document mentioned that as another key strategy.
Right.
What does it mean to be truly flexible when it comes to work and life? Because in my experience, flexibility often feels like code for be available 24/7.
That's a great point. Flexibility shouldn't come at the expense of your well-being or your boundaries.
Right.
It's not about being at everyone's beck and call, but rather about having the autonomy to adjust your schedule and your approach based on your needs and priorities in any given moment.
So it's less about rigid routines and more about adapting and adjusting as needed.
Exactly.
Okay.
Some days work might require more focused attention, and other days you might need to prioritize family time or self-care.
Right.
It's about finding that rhythm that works for you and being okay with it shifting and changing.
That really resonates.
Yeah.
Like, life is full of surprises.
It is.
And sometimes we need to be able to pivot and adjust our plans.
For sure.
But isn't this whole flexibility thing easier said than done? I mean, what about deadlines? Expectations, those moments when you have to be available.
Right.
How do we embrace flexibility without dropping the ball or letting people down?
That's where having a growth mindset comes in handy.
Okay.
And the document does a great job of highlighting this as another powerful strategy.
Growth mindset.
Yes.
Remind me what that is again.
Sure.
I feel like I hear that phrase everywhere, but I'm not always sure I fully grasped it.
It's about shifting from a fixed mindset where you believe your abilities are set in stone to a growth mindset where you see challenges and setbacks as opportunities for learning and development.
Okay. So instead of getting discouraged when things get tough or feeling like I'm not good enough,
yeah,
I should see it as a chance to learn, adapt, and grow.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's about embracing those aha moments, those moments when you realize you've developed a new skill or found a more effective way of doing things.
I can see how that would be helpful, especially in a work environment where things are constantly changing and evolving.
Right.
Instead of freaking out about a tight deadline, I could view it as a challenge to hone my time management skills or find a more efficient way to collaborate with my team.
Yes.
I like that perspective.
Good. And you know what pairs perfectly with the growth mindset? Open and honest communication.
So no more suffering in silence or trying to be a superhero?
I think we all have at some point.
Oh, I've definitely been guilty of that in the past.
But you're right. Communication is key.
Yeah.
The document emphasizes the importance of setting healthy boundaries, communicating your needs to your colleagues and loved ones, and being willing to ask for support when you need it.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But sometimes it feels like there's this unspoken expectation, especially in the workplace, that you should just be able to handle everything that's thrown your way.
Absolutely. And that's where those cultural norms we talked about earlier can really come into play.
Right.
But remember, advocating for your well-being is not selfish.
Yeah.
It's about creating a sustainable way of working and living that benefits both you and those around you.
Okay, this is all great stuff. But I'm curious, are there any other strategies from the document that you think would be particularly helpful for someone like me? Someone who's juggling a lot of different roles and responsibilities.
You know, given your desire for flexibility and that feeling of being constantly on, I think the strategy of integrating work and personal activities could be a game changer for you.
Integration. You mean like blending work and life even more? That seems counterintuitive, doesn't it?
It's not about blurring the lines completely or being on all the time.
Okay.
It's more about finding those strategic moments where you can combine activities in a way that feels natural and beneficial.
Okay. Give me an example.
Okay.
How do you integrate without completely merging work and life into one big messy blob?
Well, let's say you have a work meeting that could easily be done while walking.
Okay.
Instead of being stuck in a stuffy conference room, why not suggest a walking meeting?
Right.
You get some fresh air, some exercise, and you're still getting work done.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I've definitely done walking meetings before, and it does make a difference.
It does.
It feels less formal, more conducive to creative thinking.
Totally.
What other examples come to mind?
Think about your commute. Instead of dreading that time stuck in traffic or on the train, could you use it to listen to an audiobook or a podcast that aligns with your personal interests?
Hmm.
Suddenly, that dead time becomes an opportunity for learning and growth.
It's like sneaking in little pockets of me time throughout the day without having to completely overhaul my schedule.
Exactly. Nice. It's about being intentional with your time and finding those creative ways to maximize your day without feeling like you're sacrificing one area of your life for another.
Okay, this is all starting to make a lot of sense.
Good.
But let's be honest, there are always going to be challenges when it comes to finding this work-life harmony we keep talking about.
Right.
What are some of the biggest obstacles people face when trying to implement these strategies?
Mm.
We talked about mindfulness and knowing your why and being flexible. But it does feel like there are some things that you just can't integrate or like walk and talk your way out of.
Yeah.
Like, what about those situations?
This is where it's important to acknowledge the role of technology.
Mm.
It can be both a blessing and a curse when it comes to work-life harmony.
Mm. Tell me about it.
Right.
On one hand, I can work from anywhere.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Right.
But on the other hand, it's like my work is always right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like that little notification light blinking at me even when I'm trying to have dinner with my family.
It's that constant connectivity that can make it so hard to disconnect from work and truly unwind.
Yeah.
And it's not just the technology itself. It's
yeah.
the cultural expectations that come along with it. The pressure to be always on, to respond to emails immediately, to be available at all hours.
It's like the expectation is that work should be our number one priority.
Yes.
Always.
It can make it really tough to set boundaries even when we know we need them.
Exactly.
Yeah. And this is where the document makes a really interesting point, I think, about the role of organizations in promoting work-life harmony.
Okay.
You know, it's not just about individual effort.
Right.
Companies have a huge role to play in creating a culture that supports well-being.
So it's not just about me like sneaking in a meditation app during my lunch break.
Right.
Or trying to squeeze in a yoga class between meetings.
Yeah, not at all. Imagine a workplace where flexible work arrangements are the norm, not the exception, where managers prioritize employee well-being and encourage open communication about workload and boundaries.
Okay, now you're just making me dream.
Right.
But like, how realistic is that kind of workplace?
It's becoming more realistic than you might think.
Really?
Yeah. Companies are starting to realize that supporting work-life harmony isn't just the nice thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's also good for business.
Right.
When employees feel supported and valued, they're more engaged, more productive, more likely to stick around.
It's a win-win for everyone.
Exactly.
But let's be honest, not all companies are there yet.
Right.
So what can we do as individuals while we wait for the rest of the world to catch up?
That's the key question, isn't it? And it all comes back to taking ownership of our own well-being. You know, we've talked about mindfulness, knowing your why, embracing flexibility, having a growth mindset, communicating effectively. These are all tools that you can start using today, no matter where you work or what your circumstances are.
It's empowering to know that we're not powerless in this.
Yes.
You know, we can advocate for ourselves. We can set boundaries. We can prioritize what matters, even if it means pushing back against the status quo a little bit.
Absolutely. And remember, work-life harmony isn't about achieving some picture-perfect ideal.
Right.
It's about designing a sustainable and fulfilling life that reflects your values and your priorities.
So what does this all mean for our listeners who are ready to ditch the balance struggle and embrace this work-life harmony thing?
Yes.
What's the big takeaway?
The big takeaway is this work-life harmony is an ongoing process.
Okay.
Not a destination. It's about making conscious choices, experimenting with different strategies, and giving yourself permission to find what works best for you.
It's about creating a life that feels aligned and authentic.
Yes.
Where you can thrive both personally and professionally.
Absolutely.
And on that note, we'll leave you with a question to ponder. Given everything we've discussed today, what is one small change you can make this week to move towards greater work-life harmony in your own life?
Remember, even small steps can lead to big changes over time.